smile each day.
Proud smile every day.
Helping someone,
on life's way.
From the paths of sin, bring the wanderers into the master's fold to stay. Help to cheer the lone and sad. Help to make some weary glad. Let your life so be that all of us may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Good morning and welcome to 1 hour of God's Music. I'm Earlene Starnes. With me is Ken Hurley. Good morning, Ken.
Well, good morning, Earlene. Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, they were starting off with some friends. They're a mixed group.
Oh, they're good.
The Neelands.
Yes.
Singing their latest release, Beautiful.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. John 10:10 says that Jesus came so we can have an abundant life. This abundant life begins when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior and the Holy Spirit dwells in us and begins to change us from the inside out. Galatians 5:22 describes this transformation. It says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." If you believe in Jesus and are not experiencing this fruit, don't be discouraged. It takes time for fruit to mature. Just continue to water and care for it by reading the Word of God. Check out Galatians 5:22 for yourself and be encouraged that knowing Jesus can lead to a fruitful life. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. And now we have, still from that group, the Neelands, Jason Clark singing with the Neelands, backing him up. It's called Look for Me.
When you finally make your entrance to that city of jasper walls and bright golden avenue, when you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I make of you. Look for me, for I will be there too.
was so good to see Scotty Inman at the convention here recently, and we got all of his latest music, including this one. Here's Scotty singing God Made Good.
I've made mistakes. That's the understatement of the year. Got myself into trouble. Left my heart full of fear. I thought I was finished. Surely he'd give up on me. But it was in those moments he showed me what grace really means. And God made good on all his promises. Good on everything he said. God made good on all those words he read. He wrote for you and me. Walked me through the fire, brought me out on the other side. The devil tried to take me down, yeah, he thought he would. But what he meant for evil, God made good. The very same God that brought Lazarus back to life, yeah, he walks beside me. Said he never leave my side, and I'm here to testify that God made good on all his promises, good on everything he said. God made good on all those words he read. He wrote for you and me. He walked me through the fire, brought me out on the other side. The devil tried to take me down, yeah, he thought he would. But what he meant for evil, God made good. Oh. God made good on all his promises. God made good on all those words in red. I believe that he walked me through the fire, brought me out on the other side. The devil tried to take me down, yeah, he thought he would. But what he meant for evil, God made.
And probably most of you know the reason we played Scotty Inman is because he's coming. The CCS GMA proudly presents him, Scotty Inman, in concert. He's from the Triumphant Quartet, and he's coming as a soloist, singing his own music, his own compositions, and there's free admission. So that means get it on your calendar right now. The date is Friday, November the 10th. And that starts at 7 p.m. Northwest Church, the location, and the address is 5415 Northwest Avenue here in Fresno. That's right at Barstow and West. And there are special seating you can purchase. Now, this is the number to call. This is Sharon Hurley, Ken Hurley's wife. The number is 559-974-2397. That's to purchase seats in the front artist circle there. Okay, so that's right in the front, and everything else is no charge. But we are taking a love offering, and we do hope that you'll help us with that. And we will have a great time with Scotty Inman.
It's going to be a wonderful
yes,
time.
Yes, we have another song by him, too.
We do.
Yes.
It's called Sunrise.
All of heaven stood still as he spoke with his Father. The angels leaned in, waiting on the word from God. The earth held its breath, caught up in the wonder. with the heart of a father. God told the sun to rise, shine your light, Savior of the world, sunrise. For 33 years, he walked among us, teaching the loving the lost. Jesus knew it was time. Alone in the garden, he prayed, not mine, but your will be done. With the heart of a father, God told the Son to hopeless tomorrow. He bowed his head as he hung on a bloodstained cross. Dead in the tomb, but God's Spirit was moving. Then on the third day, he conquered the grave and he
next, we have a group that's been around for decades and been a wonderful group all that time, Gold City Quartet, and they're here to sing Once and For All.
Just imagine all the sin this world has ever known, and all the bitter seed that ever will be sown. It was placed upon a man, the one and only Christ, who suffered on the cross, on which I should have died. Once and for all, the Savior came to give his life away, to save the lost, to fight and win the war of love and hate. He paid the cost that only he himself could ever pay. He bled and died upon a cross once and for all. As the screaming mob below watched him cry his final cry, they didn't realize what just took place before their eyes. Then the earth began to tremble as the darkness settled in. The awesome sacrifice was now complete. Jesus broke the chains of sin. Once and for all, the Savior came to give his life away, to save the lost, to fight and win the war of love and hate. He paid the cost that only he himself could ever pay. He bled and died upon a cross once and for all.
Next, we have another song that's on the charts. It's called Celebration at the Empty Grave. It's by Down East Boys.
I hear there's talk all over town. Something big is going down. A marvel everybody wants to see. They've heard about an empty tomb. They're wondering, could this be true? And if it is, what does this really mean? So they come from every walk of life just to catch a glimpse inside, unaware they'll never. And prove and realize what God can do. That tune becomes a hallelujah play.
Well, let's go celebrate at that empty grave. Let's stand in awe because of all he is. He's alive and well. His story's mine to tell. Our Lord is great and great.
Friends, this is where I get to tell you where to see my group, Reliance. We're going to be singing in Southern California coming up here in just about 3 weeks or less. And we're going to be singing at Menifee Bible Church. That's in Menifee, of course. And that's on November the 4th. We're going to be singing at 6:30 p.m. That's a free admission concert, and oh, it's a good one. We've been singing there for about 6 or 8 years in a row, except for COVID years. And this is located at 26815 Murrieta Road in Menifee. I hope you'll call your friends and relatives who might live down south and tell them we're coming to town. We'd love to see them. Once again, that's November the 4th, 6:30 p.m. in Menifee, California, Menifee Bible Church. We'll see you then.
And now we are going to hear from Reliance. Last week we played Jose off of their first album, and I thought I'd just better follow that up with a great song that Ken wrote and sings. It's wonderful. It's called Call from God.
Have you ever had a call from God above? I mean a calling in your heart to serve the Lord in a labor of love. Did you answer the call by giving your all, saying not my will but thine? Or was your answer to the Lord just, sorry, no answer on the line? The call did not go through, why don't you try some other time? But when he calls you again, will you listen to him and will you do as he has called? Or will he have to find another who will take a call from God? Hey, I know you're busy with things you have to do. Why, it's depressing how your time is all the time pressing in on you. But can't you afford to give to the Lord a moment of your time? Or is your answer to the Lord just, sorry, no answer on the line? The call did not go through, why don't you try some other time? But when he calls you again, will you listen to him and will you do as he has called? Or will he have to find another who will take a call from God?
God is quiet and still.
So there's a special joy for those who hear and choose to do His will. Do His will. Instead of just saying sorry, no.
Sorry that we can't play the whole thing, but we'll be gone for 5 minutes for the news break and then back on KMJ Fresno.
Try some other time.
But when he calls you again, will you listen to him?